Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. So you guys are saying that 115 and 15 won't be 100 games above 500. But isn't a team that's 3-1, two games above 500, they're not one game above 500? Right? I mean, I'm trying to understand this here. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but when a baseball team's 3-1, they're two games above 500, right? They're not one game above 500. James, John, does anyone have a retort?
No.
So if I'm 115 and 15, I think I am 100 games above 500.
You're not.
But I mean, in the way we talk,
yeah.
I mean,
semantics. We say the king of semantics.
I'm just saying, we say a team in baseball a baseball team through 100 games that's 60 and 40. They're 20 games above 500. They're not.
We say it's not correct, though.
It's not correct the way we generally say it. All right, I'll buy that. All right, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer today. Beat the Hammer. We got a pair of tickets to Megadeth and Lamb of God. How about that? With special guests Trivium and In Flames. It's taking place Thursday, June 18th at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Alrighty, I am going for my 115th victory today in today's Beat the Hammer, but I have a contestant standing in my way. His name is Kenny. He hails from Bethlehem. What's up, Kenny?
Joe, you're going to earn it today if you win it.
Oh, boy, Kenny. We might.
Kenny!
Kenny is, for everyone that doesn't know, Kenny is our Sean Connery friend, and he is maybe the most hardcore baseball, old school, and new school knowledgeable person I've ever met. So if today's
question. That'd be cool.
He's also beaten the hammer before, too.
He has beaten the hammer. I'm just saying,
as a topic,
if today's questions are baseball related, I will lose.
Oh, look at that.
Just being honest.
It's very. Dick Hammer-esque.
Kenny, I love you. You know that. You're a fine person. I hope that if it's baseball, you throw today's competition. I'm gonna step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
Good luck to you, Joe.
All right, man.
This has been a rough week for Joe. I mean,
yeah, he's taking a lot of heat this week.
A lot of heat, a lot of pressure. It's crunch time now. Yeah. He's talking up how important this win is for him. And now he's saying as he leaves how hard it is to ride on the elliptical.
It's a real tough beat for him there, having to work
elliptical
out like
brutal.
Everybody else.
But now he's facing Kenny in what could be baseball-tinged questions since we are starting
If only
baseball.
I had known Kenny was going to call in.
No, really?
Well, I did baseball last week, but still, Kenny is good at a lot of things. Let's hope he can bring it today. Kenny, you want to play Beat the Hammer?
You bet I do, James.
All right, we're starting it here. Disclaimer. Again, as we've had a lot of weaseling on this station. So our category today, the second half, you know, proverbial second half of the NBA season started last night. So NBA in general is the category for today.
Hey, we got 55 seconds,
yes.
Kenny. That has changed since the last time you played.
And the disclaimers, I am talking only NBA, not the ABA. Regular season, unless otherwise specified, and for any, you know, points per game type stats, they have to have played the qualified amount of games for them to count. I can't believe I have to say all this stuff.
I can't believe you have to do this. You're right.
But I
do.
We've learned. Right. I've learned. When I do Beat the Hammer, I know I have to say this stuff. So, Kenny, you ready to roll?
Just as a precautionary question, what is the qualifying amount of games, or am I not allowed to know that?
Whatever it says on Basketball Reference counts is what we're going with.
Okay.
If they wouldn't qualify for the scoring title, it wouldn't count.
Okay. Let's do our best here. Let's take them down.
All right. Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Question number one. Only two players have a career scoring average of over 30 points per game. Name them.
Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain.
Who has the most career assists in NBA history?
John Stockton.
Prior to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was the last foreign-born player to win the MVP award?
Dirk Nowitzki.
Who is the NBA's current leader in points per game this season?
James Harden.
Only one active NBA player has scored 70 or more points in a single game. Name him.
Kevin Booker.
Oh, so close. It is Devin Booker. Oh.
That's what I said.
Should we give him? Did he say Kevin? I thought he said Kevin. He said Devin?
No, I said Devin. Yeah,
okay.
I said Devin Booker.
All right, well, then that counts. That's correct. I thought I heard
Kevin.
Wow. We got a 5 for 5. Kenny, coming through.
With time to spare.
Wow.
This is stunning. Kenny, I had no idea you were that locked in NBA-wise, too. This is awesome.
It's my favorite.
Awesome!
Sport,
Kenny, wow, man.
Kenny!
Great job. All right,
thank you!
Kenny, we're going to put you on hold. So
holy cow. So wait, how are we playing this?
Yeah,
do we make him nervous?
Let's mellow out.
It's hard to
this
mellow out, man.
All right,
that's
Kenny,
a 5 for 5.
I'm
going to
put you on hold. You're our hero right now.
Yes!
We're going to call the hammer back in. Hang in.
Standing O for Kenny. Thank you, Kenny. Sitting down now.
The hammer is walking back
sitting
into
down.
The studio. Here we go.
Boy, it takes a while for him, doesn't
it? He saunters, man. Look at him. He's just got his hands in his pocket. He's like the end of the Incredible
No
Hulk
sunglasses.
With the music and the, you know, da, da, da,
da. It felt like it took a
long
time for you guys to ask those questions.
You ready to go?
Yeah. Did you give him extra time? What song? What song is that?
The
Incredible
Bill
Hulk.
Bixby Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
Song at
did,
the end.
Did you give Kenny extra time?
No, it's 55
seconds.
He actually
finished before the thing went off. So
okay. It just seemed like a long time.
Well,
I will just tell you,
I'm
going to be dead honest. I'm not feeling good about this at all.
Good. That's what the entire Delaware Valley
if it's
is hoping.
If it's a baseball topic, I'm not going to win.
Well, it's not.
Oh, thank God. Let's go.
All
so
right.
Now,
second
so
half
now
of the
you feel
proverbial
like
second
win?
Half of the NBA.
Kenny's still pretty good though.
Second half
know?
Of the NBA season started. We are doing general NBA trivia for the Weasel's benefit. Some disclaimers: NBA, not ABA. Regular season, unless otherwise specified, and for any points per game type stats, they have to have the qualified number of games, whatever that is, for a season or a career.
So, like, who led in a certain season in points per game?
Yeah, or a career number or whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
Ready?
Yeah. As long as the first question is not, I was fearing this today, John. Question one could be, was justice served yesterday with Spike Eskin's verdict?
It should have been.
That would put me in a tough spot. I believe it was.
I didn't even think about that.
But
my answer would have been no.
James'
right.
answer would
Your
have been
answer.
No, and I would have been in a terrible spot.
Bonus question.
All right. All right, let's go.
Here
NBA,
go.
Let's go.
Clock will start as soon as I'm done
I
asking
appreciate
the first
that it's not ABA. You know, okay, that
gotcha.
Clarification.
All right,
let's go.
Well, for you, I have to. I'm sure you'd find a way.
All right, let's go.
Question number one.
How many seconds?
55.
55.
No, seriously, what is it?
We upped it to 55 because of the new studio.
Oh, okay.
Ready to go?
That's why I was confused. Okay, yep.
Question number one. Only two players have a career scoring average of over 30 points per game. Name them.
Michael Jordan, and I got to I'll go with Michael Jordan and Wilt.
Who has the most career assists in NBA history?
Wow. Most career assists, I'll go with John Stockton.
Prior to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was the last foreign-born player to win an MVP award?
Foreign-born MVP? I will go with Dirk.
Who is the NBA's current leader in points per game this season?
James Harden.
Only one active NBA player has scored 70 or more points in a single game. Name him.
Oh, man, 70 points in a game. I'll go with Russell Westbrook. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah! 5-4 victory. Let's bring him on the line. The second person to ever beat the Hammer, or third person to ever beat the Hammer twice.
Is it Harden?
It is not. It is Devin Booker. Scored 70 points in the game.
Yes, he did.
Kenny!
Yes, he did.
Kenny is the hero we needed. The hero we needed.
Listen.
Hey, look at that.
When you get four right and you get bested, I get it.
Hell of a performance by Kenny.
Kenny, you did a great performance. Devin Booker's a great answer, man. That's a tough one.
I kind of pulled that one out, yeah.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
All right. So, Joe, you're probably not going to remember this, but at the Flyers game, I made a bet with you to say that if we went 2-2, which we are now, you're 500 with me. I don't care what you are with anybody else. But if we went 2-2, that we would have a rubber match in studio, geek baseball history, 10 questions. You get a 10-second head start on every question.
Kenny, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you have a written signed contract about that bet?
The weasel.
I'm just asking.
He's got witnesses.
I'm just asking.
I've got it in blood. We both did a lot of drinking that night, Joe.
If it was a weeknight, I wouldn't have drank. No way I would have drank.
But it was the day that ended in Y,
so I did.
Listen, I was going to say we can get you in studio.
Oh, yeah. We got to make this happen.
We'll get you in studio. Did I really agree to it?
I'm sure you did.
10 seconds.
Kenny's not a liar. Kenny's a pretty honest guy.
Kenny's an honorable man. Yes. He's an honorable
man. Wow, Kenny. Way to go, buddy.
Joe was counting his chips today before it even started, talking about how he was going 100 wins over.
Yeah, but Kenny, this will be a non-sanctioned event, just so you know.
Kenny, this will
be
like
this will be a Tuesday afternoon.
The whole Delaware Valley needed you so bad today, Kenny.
How about that?
Our hero.
Justice does prevail.
I was feeling
in strange ways.
I was feeling good when I got the fourth one. But
I thought it was going overtime again.
No, you were feeling good as soon as you found out it wasn't baseball.
Yeah, but I know Kenny knows his stuff. I mean, he proved it. Kenny knows his stuff. Well, look, man, Kenny, congratulations. You win the $75.
The Megadeth tickets.
I'm sorry, yes, he wins the Megadeth tickets. I'm sorry, I'm saying the wrong thing.
Kenny, you rule.
Kenny, you win tickets to Megadeth and Lamb of God with special guest Trivium and In Flames taking place June 18th at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets for those that did not win are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. I just want to say, you guys rule. I'm still listening every day. I miss talking with you. And that was a lot of fun. And
it sure was.
I can't wait for the rubber match, Joe.
All right, Kenny, we'll do it. We'll do it in the studio. Congratulations. Oh, I put him on hold. Well, we know his information.
Yes! I got so excited, I went to go take a lap outside, and I remembered you can't really run around here. Take laps at the new
digs. Way to go, Kenny.
Man, I feel so joyful. I am lifted. My spirits are up here.
Okay, look,
needed it.
I tip my hat.
It just feels right.
I tip my hat to Kenny. That's, you know, Kenny, hat tip. Nice job. He did a great job.
Listen. Are you going to go back and listen and try to?
Well, what I'm going to have to do is explore Devin Booker's game and maybe find out if there was a couple times he traveled prior to scoring some of those baskets. And
I think you should just let this one go.
No, I'm going to let this one go. Kenny, nice job. Shut that music off.
Wow. Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
114-16. All right.
Yeah. Wow.
You cracked me up, man. Hey, coming up, there could be a change coming to one of our favorites in Philadelphia sports. So one of our favorites in Philadelphia sports, a change could be coming. That's up ahead. We'll hit that, and we'll rock all the calls as well. And also, let me tell you, Beat the Hammer today was brought to us by the great people at HERS. That's right, HERS, shared by Philly families for over 7 decades. Beat the Hammer brought to us by HERS. Make sure you pick up a bag of HERS, a bag of your favorite bag of HERS at your local store today, your local grocery store. Keep it Philly. Do what I do. with hers. Again, 888-729-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, the 76ers and Bucks are facing off on Saturday in FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the game. For every 1,000 fans who bet on Philly to cover, they'll move the line 1 point in Philly's favor. There's no limit to how good this line can get, and they won't stop until the fans stop betting. That's remarkable. Best of all, you can bet today, and FanDuel will cover your bet at whatever the line lands at before tip-off. So sign up and place your bet in the Spread the Love market to qualify. Don't forget, you can use promo code Joe. That's the key. It's always the key. Using promo code Joe, of course, with FanDuel Sportsbook. So FanDuel.com, FanDuel, FanDuel.com/sportsbook, promo code Joe, Joe. Sign up today and bet on Philly in the Spread the Love market. And, hey, don't worry. Everyone gets the final spread no matter when you bet. That's an amazing deal. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today with promo code Joe on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.